Welcome to Tesla's Temple to Tech with your host, Mark Alessi. Tune in every Sunday morning from 8:45 to 9 a.m. on 1100 WHLI to learn more about innovation on Long Island through the amazing vision of the Tesla Science Center at Wardenclyffe.
Welcome to Tesla World Radio. This is Mark Alessi. I'm the Executive Director of the Tesla Science Center in Shoreham, New York. I'm joined here today for our podcast by Lisa Mirabilli from Vertigo Media.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing really well. It's a lot of great and exciting things going on at the Tesla Science Center.
A lot of firsts.
A lot of firsts is right.
You know, we just came off of a podcast last week where we talked about how we're launching and expanding our education programs. I think today what I'd like to inform our audience about is that we're launching our first professional exhibit. It takes some time to create it. For those of you who have come to programs that we've run before, so our first, we've done events at community fairs where we pop up a table and we have a Tesla coil and we have...
Right, like a traveling exhibit.
Yeah, and well, a traveling exhibition of some things we have on hand that are cool.
Okay, very good.
Right. A traveling exhibit. So what I'm trying to do is take what we've done, which has been more organic, and professionalize it. But what we do at the fairs won't change much because, hey, when you're popping up a folding table and putting a table skirt over it and you're showing the community, you know, some really cool things, that's going to be organic. And we don't ever want to lose that.
No,
the ability to pop something up. You know, we have a great volunteer, Jeff Velez, who probably gives some of the best demonstrations in the industry for this
that's right. He's fabulous.
Science Center that's just starting out. He is so passionate about Tesla and about what we're trying to do here. But, you know, if people are going to come, you know, like in the summer of 2017, the Ward Melville Society reached out to me, Ward Melville Heritage Organization in Stony Brook, and they have the cultural center, about 2,000 square feet. And Gloria Rocchio reached out to me and said, hey, again, I'd like to help your cause. So you're seeing this recurring theme. Every podcast I'm talking about, somebody that reached out and said, I want to help you. I'm going to give you free space. I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do that because people really appreciate what this project's going to be. So Gloria did that in February of 2017. And she was like, would you like to utilize our space this summer and put on an exhibit and let people know what you're about? And of course, I accepted that challenge. You know, we took whatever we had in storage because we were, you know, pulling together some items as they came, you know, as we became aware of them. Right. Some folks donated them. Sometimes we purchased them. But we didn't have enough. And we had to pull together an exhibit in about 3 to 4 months as a museum that was just learning how to become a museum.
Wow.
And actually, I'm going to give a big shout out to my board member, David Madigan, who took the bull by the horns and led the project and pulled together an amazing exhibit in 2,000 square feet at Ward Melville. We had a prototypical exhibit that we did a joint venture on with MoMath Museum in New York City that had a 3D computer that would generate the rotating magnetic field, and you could manipulate it. And to explain what that was, they had a couple of explainer plaques, and it was basically, this was the science behind the rotating magnetic field motor that Tesla invented that happens to be in the Tesla car. So right next to that, we had a donated Tesla Roadster.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we're just showing people basic science and how that translates into things that we're using today and how Tesla did that. It was a prototypical, that was a portion of the prototypical exhibit. We also had, I think, 40 different banners that we rented from the Tesla Science Foundation, which were created by the Tesla Museum in Belgrade. And other, you know, actually a local blacksmith created the Tesla Tel-Automaton, which is the remote control boat he invented. So we had this cool prototypical exhibit that people appreciated. They traveled from all over, I think.
Awesome.
All told, I think 8,000 visitors went to the Ward Melville Cultural Center that summer.
That's correct.
The following year, I got a call from a guy named Warren Dewey saying, I have this loft in Oakland. Would you like to do an exhibit out here and tell your story and get people involved? Right. And of course, I accepted that challenge.
Right. That was quite an exhibit out in Oakland.
It was. We just shut it down 2 weeks ago. It was supposed to be a month or a month and a half long endeavor. We kept extending it. Warren kept extending it for us. We were, you know, it was a lot harder to get things out to the West Coast. It's different driving it from Shoreham to Stony Brook. But it took a lot of planning and a lot of help. Some volunteers at the Exploratorium, the big science center in San Francisco. But at the end of the day, we had a number of VIP events there. And that was great. And we had Tesla Motors, had 5 Tesla Motor Nights there.
That's phenomenal.
And it really, you know, it got folks from L.A. to see what we were advertising up there. Jerry Factor from, you know, he's one of the heirs to the Max Factor company. He is very involved with the Griffith Observatory. He invited me to go to Griffith and speak. And now we're in L.A. talking about this project and getting people involved. And so getting out there with exhibition is important. And
absolutely.
But we need to professionalize what we have. And so we are finally at the point where we're planning our first building on site. Okay. So obviously the main building is the Tesla Lab. And we're just filing for our permits at the end of October. We hired our architects. We hired our engineers. They had to file a full site plan for the entire site.
Right.
And that takes about a year to get approvals on if we're lucky.
Okay.
So before we can really work in earnest on the lab, knocking down the buildings around it and restoring the lab, we have to get our site plan approvals. But there's one house on the site that's a different property, according to the town of Brookhaven. And we can get permits this year, although it's still been difficult. But we're getting those permits this year. And we're going to rehab that and make it the visitor center. And it's going to be about 2,200 square feet. And eventually it'll be our offices.
Okay.
But in the beginning, it's going to be our exhibits. And what we're doing is we're putting out an RFP now. We put together
a global RFP.
We put together a advisory group of some of the best science exhibition manufacturers in the world. And we're having them come to...
You put together a board for the exhibits?
Well, it's
How does it work when you're deciding to put out an RFP? How do you decide who to put that out to?
Right,
what should be included? I mean, there's so many innovative, you know, technologies that you could harness at this point between AI and...
First, it's planning what you want exactly.
Right.
So how interactive is it going to be? You know, we're taking a look at the visitor center saying we need exhibits in there. But eventually those exhibits are going to be moved out and it's just going to be a visitor center. So we should make it a traveling exhibit, right? One that can go anywhere in the world, tell our story, help get people interested in what we're doing, to hopefully attract more donors and benefactors that want to really be involved. So we found five different science center exhibit manufacturers that were willing to donate their time and help us basically get our thinking straight.
And, well, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, how lucky are you to have that, you know, to understand how to move forward and this is creation, right? So
we've been lucky. And this has actually become a model. When we had to get our head around what our vision was going to be for architectural engineering, we had some of the best architects and engineers on Long Island volunteer their time for about 40 to 60 hours together to come up with a vision for us. And then
again,
we went out and did an RFP to carry it out. So for the exhibits, we did the same thing. They helped us create what the RFP should look like. Those who want to bid on the RFP that were on our advisory committee, they drop off the advisory committee before we put it out.
Okay.
And then they have no input or whatsoever after that. But it was, you know, very helpful to have that expertise on how to come up with the right kind of exhibit for us. That RFP is going out in the next couple of weeks. Doug Borge, who is our COO, is going to the Association for Science and Technology Centers, that conference.
Right.
And while at that conference, he is going to be walking the floor and finding some of the best exhibitors that are basically creating the kinds of exhibits that we feel should be at Tesla. And
I think you hit it when you said it earlier, even though it's going in the visitor center, the important thing will be that it can become mobile later on so that you can continue the outreach that we need in order to gain the traction to create the science center the way we really want to create the science center.
So when we do exhibits, aside from telling the Tesla story, the manner in which we do our exhibits should be cutting edge, because Tesla was cutting edge. And that's the brand. The brand is, you know, you think about Tesla, you see the car, and it's the cutting edge car of its time. You think about Tesla in his time, and he was doing the cutting edge invention of his time. Oftentimes he was too far ahead of himself and people didn't understand it.
Right.
And they maligned
him a magician.
For it. Yeah.
Right.
But so our exhibits have to be cutting edge. It's not going to be a dusty old museum with books on a shelf and, a static exhibit, but it's going to be interactive.
So you believe this is going to be open within a year, 1 year, or 1 year for permits?
The visitor center, as soon as we get our permits for that, which is a different permit process. We're hoping that we get it by the end, you know, by this fall, we could start working on that visitor center, and we'd love to be done by the summer.
July.
Yeah, for the birthday party. We've been talking about opening this visitor center for a while, but everything takes time. And we're still raising capital, but we have enough money on hand to open the visitor center and at least do the demolition and the site planning to start working on the lab. You know, this is a $20 million project. We raised $7 million, but $2 million got spent to actually buy the property and get it to the point where it's at now. So we need to raise at least another $13 million.
Well, I think that that's important to say to, you know, everyone who's listening. This is the beginning. This is the first step. Also, I think that you should tell us a little bit about what's available in the visitor center if we wanted to become a family donor, if we wanted to do legacy donations, if I wanted, you know, the Mirabile family to live. Sure. What could I do? Could I buy a plaque? Are there still bricks available? You had that great brick campaign. Could I buy an exhibit? How does that work so that I could be involved?
Right. Well, so the bricks, we would relaunch that in the future. We're waiting until we have the site plan done for that. But we are focused on the visitor center now. There's a naming opportunity for the entire visitor center. And then outside of that, there's classrooms in the visitor center. Each classroom is a naming opportunity. There is the exhibit that's going into the visitor center, and that is a naming opportunity. And then there's going to be a replica of the exhibit that goes in there. That'll be a traveling exhibit as well.
That's
great. So, you know, we're hopeful that people will see the value of what we're trying to do here, the value of Tesla's legacy, the value of Tesla's ethos of the importance of innovation in our lives and innovation for the improvement of humanity, and would like to help us tell that story.
Absolutely. So, again, the visitor center will have education. Yep. It'll have innovation, technology, you know, the whole full three-prong effect. So if you'd like to get involved or to see the levels of donation in which you could participate, please visit teslasciencecenter.org or call for more information. But that's teslasciencecenter.org. Thanks, Mark. Been a great day.
Thank you so much.
Tesla's Temple to Tech airs Sunday mornings at 8:45 right here on 1100 WHLI. Or go to WHLI.com/Tesla for podcast library.